Did you ever get that feeling that you were dead? I don't mean when you wake up in bed after you ran a mile the previous day or after a non-stop shopping trip to the mall. I mean the permanent dead, the kind that some people fear, that other people can't wait to come, and still others embrace far too early in their lives. Just for the record, I'm not one of those people. I'm a nobody, really. My name is Lamont Bowes, and I hail from a place in Pennsylvania called Ironstone Village. Don't go looking for it on any map, because it won't be there. You could probably drive right through Ironstone and you wouldn't even know it. We're one of those places that's too small to be noticed. Heck, we don't even have one of those big department stores I read about with a supermarket in it. Ironstone's one of those places where everyone knows a little something about everyone else, and while some of it may be bad, it isn't always. Most everyone either goes to the Catholic Church on 3rd Street or the Grace Brethren Church on Hill Street every Sunday morning and Wednesday night. Add in a pizza shop from the Marcello family, who don't speak a single word of English even after some 20 years in Ironstone, a movie theater with two screens that mixes in some of the current movies with some of the older ones, and we're talking 30s and 40s old, not 80s old here, a diner, an appliance store, the high school, the middle school, and the 3 elementary schools, and the 2 gas stations run by the Heights brothers. Oh, latest rumor is they're sharing the same wife, on opposite ends of, Virgin Lane. Sorry. Oh, and Rudy Michaels' slightly used cars and trucks on Bike Road. And you pretty much have what there is to Ironstone, save for the postmodern homes and general historic buildings, of which there is only one. The Jonathan Fieldhouse Bell House, located near the square by the Dallas Movie Theater. Oh, and in case you're wondering, I'm not making up the part about the brothers on Virgin Lane. Oh, sorry. I sort of wish that I were, though. They tend to shout at each other if they're in their respective parking lots smoking their respective cigarettes in their respective greasy jeans and respective plaid shirts. With a simple-sounding world to live in like Ironstone, not a whole heck of a lot can happen. At least that's probably what you're thinking. I'll bet you're also thinking that the death stuff I was talking about before is nothing but a spiffy lead-in. You'd be wrong, and without it, I wouldn't have much of a story to tell. And yes, there is a story, and I'm getting to it, if you just be patient. The story involves my death, what happened after it, and what I learned from it. Now I know what you're thinking. That's right, I do. If I'm dead, or if I had died, then how am I speaking to you now? Am I a ghost? Far from it. Am I an angel? Not quite. Am I a demon? Not unless you know something that I don't. So what am I then, besides being a nobody? And how can I talk to you when I'm, you know, dead? Well, that's the first part of the story, and yes, it's starting now. So stop brewing the coffee and nuking the popcorn. I'm a senior at Ironstone High School, and when my life changed, I had 4 months left until graduation. I wasn't showing any signs of senioritis, and showed no signs of slacking off. I had basically given my life to my schooling ever since the 3rd grade on, and had excelled at it. I was part of the National Honor Society, but that was the only part of school that I excelled at, academics. But more on that later. You're probably thinking that I was admired for these skills, but that's not true at all. The students hated me. They were jealous of me, or so my teenage ego thought. And it was probably because of the way that I got along with the teachers without being a suck-up, and the way I was always at the top of the class, and the way that I took absolutely perfect notes. It seemed like I just couldn't screw up. Old teenage ego seeping through there again. And that made them even more jealous. I guess they had had enough of it that day, after the trigonometry final, and as I was getting ready to walk home, they kind of pushed me in front of a bus. Yep, that's right. I did a tango with the old yellow fellow. I really can't say whether it hurt or not, because the second that it probably made impact, my whole world went black, and for a few moments, I had enough time to wonder if I was dead. I also realized that my life had flashed before my eyes, just like it does with everyone else in the movies, and it was so quick that I wanted a refund. That's when I realized that I wasn't dead, because dead people wouldn't have enough time to contemplate and review the movie of their life, right? Well, I decided then to open my eyes, and that's where this particular story begins. Hey, can I borrow some of that popcorn?